Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
From old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Joel Barker being back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on more than 11 years he's been hanging out with us. He is he's one of the great futurists of our time, and I talked about him last week in Boston. I was giving a keynote, and I brought up Joel Barker. That's how much I think about him. Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, that's one of his great books and films as well, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Just a quick story, by the way. I got an email from my niece, who's going to the school in Texas. And she said, Uncle Joel, you wouldn't believe it. I was getting ready to take my test in for the quarter in my course, and the professor started off by saying, now, as Joel Barker said about paradigms, she said, that was so cool.
I did the same thing last week in Boston. I was giving a keynote to a bunch of bankers, and I invoked your name and the work on your work on Paradise. So folks, now you know you know what when I say it, it's not just me, it's other people. Hey Joel,
yep.
As folks, as you know, for the last dozen years or so that Joel's been hanging out with us every month, he's brought us different things that are coming at us from the future, and by now, after 12 years, some of them have become mainstream now. But there's one really important one that you want to talk about today about with regard to analyzing blood, and it's a new way of thinking about it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and it does about three things, which is really interesting. The work done at MIT, and what they wanted to do is figure out how to do an analysis of blood quickly and cheaply, and those are hard things to do. Right now, mm-hmm. if you want to do the kind of analysis they want to do, which is to separate all the various aspects of the blood. You know, if you put it in a centrifuge and spin it for 24 hours, you will get a layer after layer after layer that represent different parts of your blood. Trouble is that centrifuge is really expensive.
Mm-hmm. And it takes 24 hours.
And it takes 24
that's
hours.
What, that's what, like the guy said, he said, now you can have whatever it was, you know, you can have this quick or you can have it cheap, and you can have it cheap, and you can choose which one.
Yeah. Well, that's what the dilemma was. You couldn't localize the testing stuff. It had to be sent away. So for most of the world, that centrifuge is a blockage. You can't get past to get to it. Mm-hmm. So MIT did something which is incredible when you read the studies, and you again, your folks can pick up the URL at your site.
Right.
They used acoustic, in other words, frequencies, noise frequency, mm-hmm. and an extremely small device called a micro testing device. And by combining this very, very small scale with the acoustics, they literally could separate with incredible precision based on size and weight these various elements. So, for instance, lower frequencies would allow you to do bigger objects and pop them out of the stream, so there was, that disappeared and went into a special testing site. So you could test that specific element, and then the higher frequencies did the littler things. The thing that's fascinating about the whole deal is many of the diseases that we have, your body produces what are called exosomes that carry information about the disease or information about the infection. And so all of a sudden, we can, with this device, we may very well be able to, in a matter of minutes actually, separate out the elements and see what we've got. Now, if you think about what that means, it means, number one, it's highly portable. So that means you can pick up this little object and take with you if you're what do they call them in China, a barefoot doctor,
mm-hmm.
For those people. Number two, the manufacturing process is going to be very cheap because it's going to be 3D printing. And so all of a sudden we have another verge innovation.
But it begins, but what I love about this, Joel, is it begins with the reapplication of low-tech technology, of low-tech, the sonic, I mean, there's nothing more low-tech than the speed of sound, right?
In terms of sound, sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sonic thing,
yep.
And the device itself looks like a little tuning fork.
Yes, it does, so you have to remember, really little tuning fork.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the graphics, those little round things are particles in your bloodstream. So in a sense, it's taking something very old, acoustics,
mm-hmm.
something that we've just been doing lately, which is 3D printing and micro testing devices, put them together, and all of a sudden we could change the...
And it's the reason why when you're trying to solve a problem, James Sawicki's book, The Wisdom of Crowds, he talks about the fact that you need to have different kinds of thinking in the group.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to solve a high-tech blood problem, who would have thought to brought in an old-fashioned acoustical engineer in the top, right? Hold on to that thought. Right back with Joel Barker. We're going to get into having a pretty good, maybe even a heated debate, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.